You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The first transatlantic radio communications were Marconi's dots and dashes between Newfoundland, Canada and Cornwall, UK. We're just up the road in Cornwall now. A group of seven leaders are gathering for a summit. It's Joe Biden's first trip abroad as president. Today, the spotlight is again on the transatlantic. The BBC's international business correspondent Theo Leggett joins us. Morning, Theo.
Good morning, David.
You know, toward the end of the Second World War, world leaders, as you know, met in New Hampshire, a hotel in the town of Bretton Woods, to figure out the post-war economy. At this stage in the pandemic, do experts see the seeds of another one of these in Cornwall there?
Well, I think the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson would love that comparison because Winston Churchill, Britain's wartime leader, is known to be one of his heroes, and he likes to compare himself to Winston Churchill whenever he can. In terms of what the G7 are going to try and achieve, and the guest countries, there are four of them as well sitting in on the meetings, it's more about setting out an agenda for recovering from the COVID crisis, and also setting out the stall of the West, the sort of old-fashioned concept of the West, as being the preeminent economic influence on the world in the face of the rise of China. So the ambitions are certainly there to set a new global agenda. Whether we'll get much in the way of detail, that's another question.
All right. And here we are talking on the eve of the formal summit, but we do have a meeting set today between President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. They're going to be talking transatlantic stuff.
They are indeed. And again, the echoes of World War II are there too, because they're supposed to be signing what they're calling a new Atlantic Charter. Now, the original Atlantic Charter was signed between Roosevelt and Churchill in 1941. What we're going to see here is a commitment to work together to sort of rekindle the old alliance between the UK and the US. They call it the special relationship, and recognize really that there is common ground. So common ground on dealing with COVID, acting urgently on climate change, dealing with the threat posed by cyber attacks, protecting biodiversity, and those kind of issues. And also, on a more sort of close-up level, trying to reopen travel between the UK and the United States as well, because the travel corridor between the US and the UK, it's worth a huge amount of money to both economies. We've had chief executives from the US and the UK holding a big meeting earlier this week to discuss just that issue. So there's a lot at stake there as well. We won't get any sort of precise detail. They're going to set up a working group to try and open up travel between the two countries. But, you know, that's firmly on the agenda as well.
All right. Theo Leggett, the BBC's international business correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.